Are you ready to level up and achieve peak performance? Let Healing Within help assist you to be at the top of your game. Pair massage and assisted practitioner stretching to be one step above your competitors. Go to healingwithinkc.com to book a session.
Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, indeed, it is that time. Time to play Stump the Chumps. Time for that great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. You can get it right now. We've got one line open at 913-3810-810. That's 913-3810-810. Ask us a question of sports history. We don't know the answer. Congratulations, you're halfway home. We'll ask you a question back relevant to what's going on in sports today or relevant to your question. You get that right, you get dinner for two at Jazz. Great Cajun food in Independence, out at the Legends, and yes, the original, right there by the KU Med Center at 39th and State Line. You can find them online at jazzkitchen.com. That's jazzkitchen.com. Great Cajun food is what you will win if you can stump the chumps. We limit our responses to three. Only three. We ask that you ask one question and one question only, connecting two questions or many questions by the word and is still multiple questions. Just one question so we can get to as many people as possible, get as many winners as we possibly can, and we limit our responses to three. I don't know if I already said that. And we ask that your question be relevant. We decide what is and is not relevant. We would like to welcome myself, Jed, Curtis, Rushmore, the intern, Peter Yates, Enoch, and Todd Lebo. Pete, how are you doing, buddy?
Soren, I'm doing fine. Just fine. And for the 54th year in a row, I've not been invited back to be in charge of the fireworks in Estes Park, Colorado.
Yeah, this year you maybe actually can consider it progress because they may have just been canceled. I know all the fireworks displays that we would usually look at partaking have been canceled. So maybe we can call it progress. Maybe you're one step away from being back, Pete.
Well, it just took a cigarette and some scotch, and that display went real quick out there. About the 4 minutes, they didn't plan it quite that quick when that cigarette went in the fireworks box. So
And so, you know, the thought of not smoking near fireworks never crossed your mind?
No, it really didn't. We were on a lake. We were on top of the water, so I really thought I was safe, but you know, that scotch is a terrible, terrible vice.
it's a great judgment enhancer. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, enhancer is right. How you guys doing? How's family? Everybody doing well?
Doing good.
Good.
Can't complain.
Good deal.
Yep.
Are you fireworking this weekend?
Good.
Are you doing anything?
No, I mean, not really. You know, my mom's deal's been canceled, right? That's my mom's big holiday. She always makes her iron skillet.
I went over there a couple
times.
Oh, was that good? Jeez. Oh.
Yep. So we're a little bit of mourning. We're trying to be positive about it.
Yeah.
But the kids are disappointed. And she even made, like, homemade chicken nuggets for my little one who doesn't, you know, she's not going anywhere near meat on a bone. So she would make homemade chicken nuggets and then homemade gravy.
Oh, boy.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh,
gravy.
Your mom is an outstanding cook. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
man.
She could cook. So
yeah.
Yet another thing COVID has taken from us. But we have agreed that as soon as we get back to some normalcy, we will celebrate with a big fried chicken dinner.
There you go.
Mom's house.
That's good.
That's our plan.
Good.
That's our plan. Lebo, you doing okay?
Doing well. Doing very well. Excited for not having fireworks, I guess. No.
I have one question for you, Todd.
Yes.
Which will happen first? The outro music on the end of this hour of Stump the Chumps will end, or your car will start for your drive home?
Oh, no, the music's going to end. I got a couple of things to do, an email or two to send. I've got, 2 minutes of work, maybe.
Do some thank you
notes. I thought you might even be doing the last segment from your car.
You don't know where I am right now, do you?
No, I don't.
Could be on the app at home. I will be heading home fairly soon after this is over, yes.
As you should. As you should. All right, 913-3810-810, the phone number. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That is what's on the line. Gentlemen, are we ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kay, where do we want to start?
We begin with George. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, George.
What up, Chumps?
You,
what
George.
Up, George?
Just wanted to say welcome back, Pete. Haven't been on since you've been back.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back. Good to be alive. I'm 74. I got no friends anymore. They're all dead.
Well, this is an uplifting conversation you sent us down to.
This is fun.
Thanks, George.
Got a who am I for you, NBA.
Okay.
Poor clues. I'm a 13-year NBA vet, 1979 to 1992. Three-time NBA champion, two different teams. Traded twice for future number one draft choice, who were more highly acclaimed. And had a son who was a 9-year NBA vet.
One more time. Roll through them again one more time.
13-year NBA vet, 79-92. Okay. Three-time NBA champion, two different teams.
Okay.
Traded twice for future number one draft choice, who were more highly acclaimed.
Okay.
And a son who was a 9-year NBA veteran.
Jeez, same draft as Magic.
Is that like Nance? Del Curry-ish, something like that? How old's Del Curry?
Wasn't Larry Nance traded?
Probably.
Or Roy Hinson was traded ultimately to the Sixers for the 1-1 that went for Brad Doherty.
Yep. Well, Larry Nance ain't bad. That'd be about the time frame.
Did Nance go? And he said he's got a son.
Who's? Yeah.
What'd you say about the son?
9-year NBA vet.
Larry Nance Jr. hadn't been in there for nine years, has he?
Yeah, probably not.
Is there a Roy Hinson? Is there a Hinson in the NBA now? 9 years?
He didn't think so. Hinson didn't get all those accolades.
Yeah, three championships.
You're right.
He stumbled around and
three championships with two teams.
Two teams.
So he almost had to play. At least one of those teams had to either be the Lakers, Celtics, or Sixers, right?
Yeah. For
Bob
sure.
McAdoo. No,
somebody had to get a Rockets championship in there. They got a couple.
Yeah, that's true. Vern Maxwell, Mad Max, Wiggins, Andrew Wiggins. Was Mitchell Wiggins traded?
Oh.
Andrew's not. He hadn't been out there 9 years though.
This would be, what, 5 or 6?
Mitchell Wiggins played for the Rockets. Man, I don't know if he picked it up somewhere else.
I can't wait to figure out who this is.
Well, we're going to figure it out, Curtis. That's
I'm kind of going Lakers.
Wait a minute.
The Sixers only won the one, so.
It's back when the draft was long, too.
What about Bill Walton? He won with the Blazers.
It was earlier, though.
He was before 77.
Yeah, he won one in 77.
Strikes me it would be someone who – a Laker.
Jerry Seasting, Danny Ainge, Jerry Johnson, Kevin McHale, Mitch Kupchak.
9 years in the league as a kid is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Cornbread Maxwell?
Does he have a kid? He's in the league? I don't know what this is.
Wow. We're going to go, of course, when we hear this, but, man, I can't even come close.
Rambis, Kupchak. Michael Thompson? Clay Thompson?
Ooh, that wouldn't be bad.
Michael Thompson.
That's not bad.
He won one. He won
Michael
two
Thompson
with the Lakers.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did he catch one
good.
With the
– Might have.
Where else would he have
– That's pretty good.
Well, that's about as good as we're going to get, I think, Sharin.
I'd guess it.
Traded for 1-1s. He was a 1-1,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was a 1-1. I think he came out in 70.
The guys he were traded for were not, like, the first draft pick of the whole draft.
They were just ones.
They were not.
Oh, they were just first rounders. Oh, that could definitely be.
I think it's the best we've got so far.
I think it's the best we've got. Yep. You want to try that?
Do it.
Yep.
We'll try Michael Thompson.
You want me to tell you who the number ones were?
Sure.
Yeah.
Lynn Bias. Scottie Pippen.
Lynn Bias and Scottie Pippen.
So it's not Michael Thompson,
though. No,
then.
It is Michael Thompson. No, isn't it?
No. Oh, well, wait a minute.
No.
Scottie Pippen was traded for Olden Polonese. So it's not Michael Thompson, right?
Wow.
Is
he still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Michael Thompson?
It is not.
Who is it?
Who is it? You got us.
Gerald Henderson Sr.
Oh,
Gerald Henderson. What a bag of suck that ended up being.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. There are two active players in the NBA right now that are in the top 10 for career free throw percentage. One should be easy. Okay. One guy should be easy. The other one. Who?
Stephen Curry.
Yeah, that's the easy one. Who's the other? He's number nine all time at 89.13%. And I'll tell you that he's made the playoffs in all 14 of his NBA seasons, counting this year. He'll be in the playoffs this year, and it has not been. It's been for several teams. Let me look up how many teams.
Claude Rains is in the building.
He has played for the Magic, the Bucks, the Clippers, the Sixers, and is now a Pelican.
I think I know.
He's made the playoffs every year. Originally a first-round draft pick of the Orlando Magic in 2006, went number 11.
Wow.
6 feet, 3 inches tall, 200 pounds.
I think I know the school. That's too much of a hint.
Now give it to him.
Is it Duke?
It is Duke. He's a Dukie. That's all I can give you.
Okay.
6'3", 200 pounds. Actually a center. Shocking.
6'3", center. Playing
he's a
basketball,
yes, he's a
in Iowa.
Take a shot.
All I got is Victor Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo, not bad. J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick, top 10, along with Steph Curry, all time in the free throw percentage. 913-3-810-810, who's next?
Cameron, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Cameron.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good, man.
Good. Yesterday was Bobby Bonilla Day. He won a World Series with the Marlins in 1997. He hit a home run in Game 7. He had which one of his teammates led the Marlins in home runs that series? He hit three.
Charles.
Was it Jeff Johnson? Conine?
Conine had a series.
Conine have a big series? Wasn't he World Series MVP or something?
Yeah.
Which one? Was it the 97 he said, or is it?
Yeah.
97. Was the Piazza on that team? That was just like all these guys who were just.
No, Piazza. Piazza wasn't on the playoff team. Give me the question again. Let me make sure I didn't miss something.
All right. Bobby Bonilla hit one home run in the 97 World Series.
Right.
Which one of his teammates led the series in home runs? He hit three.
I mean, the catcher was Charles Johnson. It was Bonilla and
Gary Sheffield was on that team.
Who was at first?
Conine was playing third, right?
Was he at third or was he in the outfield?
I think Conine was at first.
Miggy? No, Miggy was on the next one.
Yeah.
Yvonne was on the next one.
Sheffield
Charles
on that
Johnson
team?
Was the
Moise Alou.
Was Sheffield Moise there?
Alou, yeah. Who was center field?
Devon White, probably.
Probably.
Short? Was Alex Gonzalez there, or was he on the next one?
Just pick a star. Yeah. We're just going to guess around here.
I like Jeff Conine, then.
Yeah,
let's go. We'll go Jeff Conine.
You said his name. It was Moise Alou.
Crap.
All over it.
How did Moise Alou, he missed a year or a large part of a year because of an injury. He blew out his knee, not playing baseball. How did he do it? And I don't buy this for a second. This is at least what he said he did.
Was it when he was with the Giants?
Might have been.
I'm thinking of Jeff Kent washing his truck.
Which was really riding his crotch rocket, his super bike. Is that a fair enough question, or is that not good?
I think it's fine. I can't remember the scenario, though. It's not jumping out at me.
Oh, it's not? Well, if you don't remember it.
Well, you might.
Actually, I got somebody texting me right now. It happened with the Astros, he says.
Oh, okay.
And he got it.
Cool.
Corey Anderson got it.
Well, I'd go with it.
Well, it's not like he talks sports for a living or anything.
I trust Corey's.
Sort of. I don't know.
Really? I don't know if you've heard The Zone. It's not like he talks sports.
Fair. I don't know. He heard it playing beach volleyball. That's my best guess.
I'm going to give it to you because I think the question sucks. You're going to jazz on me.
Petro's gonging himself.
I'm gonging myself.
I gong myself.
No, he claimed to have fallen off a treadmill.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
It happens.
Not to Major League Baseball players.
Sure, Jim.
Oh, sure not it
to,
does.
Not to sober Major League Baseball players. It does not. Their coordination is such that it doesn't happen to them.
All right, so Cameron wins jazz.
That's right.
Well done.
There you go. Put him on hold. 913-3810-810. Where do we go next?
We go to Pat. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Pat.
Normalcy to me is hearing Pete back on the air.
That's right.
I have a wish for all of you. I have a wish that come Monday morning, all of you have at least 8 fingers. So.
Yeah. Low bar.
It'll be a grilling accident if I don't.
I've got 15 M80s, so it might. You might be right.
Oh boy,
God!
They're in the studio.
Pete and I have been around long enough that we've seen some awful bad baseball over the years.
Ugh.
And let's go. This is an obscure Kansas City baseball question, but in the history of baseball since 1888. There have been 499 pitchers lose at least 20 games in a season. Two of them pitched and did it with either the Kansas City A's or Kansas City Royals. Name those two.
Ooh.
Wow.
20-game losers.
Grinke didn't
get 20. The Royals never had a 20-game loser, did they?
Yeah. Grinke lost 17 or 18. He led the league in losses once, but I don't think he got to 20.
Was Virgil Trucks, did he lose 20 for the A's? Or did he even play for the A's? Just wondering here. I mean, the A's, you got so many guys that lost between 18 and 20.
Oh.
I mean, it's like a buffet.
They were crap.
Oh, they were
crap. I can't believe the number's only two.
I'll give you a little hint. Both of them, the year they lost 20 or more, also had the most wins for their team that year.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's a sad deal.
Yeah, I got nothing. I think it's the A's. I don't think it's ever happened for the Royals.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I leave it to Pete.
Well, the A's had so many terrible
It could have been anyone, right?
Yeah, it's like a buffet.
Pete, are you here for any reason?
I don't
at
know.
All?
I haven't said a damn thing today. anything worth. I'm just waiting to even ask a question because I sure as hell don't know any answers.
Do you want to go with Virgil Trucks?
Yeah, let's try him. And they're both for the A's, but the A's stunk so bad. They had so many bad pitchers. It's like a buffet. I know Virgil Trucks lost 20, but I don't know if it was for the Kansas City A's.
All right, well, let's try it. We'll try Virgil Trucks.
Virgil Trucks is not correct.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, way to go, Pete.
Why don't I just leave?
Both of these guys actually had some success in their major league career, but the first one was Art Dittmar.
Okay.
He lost 22.
Yeah, for the Yankees.
And the second one was Orlando Pena. He lost 20. Both of them, ironically, won 12 the year they lost that and had the most wins on their team.
Well, I'm happy about that because I didn't know the answer.
I have a baseball numbers one.
Sure.
Jose Canseco's 56 today, amazingly. First man to go 40-40. Who was the most recent player to go 40-40? There have been four.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this, I could get this one.
Yeah.
One of them was talking about buying the Mets.
Yeah, that's A-Rod.
There you go. One of them is, one of them's got a really big hat size.
I was going to say one of them has a giant head. We both went the exact same spot.
Really big hat size.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds.
I thought he was going to say Bruce Bochy.
Yeah, Bochy. Yeah.
Which one did you give him, Curtis?
Who was the last one?
Who was the last one to do it?
I thought you asked for all three.
No, I just asked him who the last one was to do it.
And I think it's either one of those two or it was the last one, the way you reacted.
Nope. Did it in 2006.
2006, God.
Hang on. I got to remember who it is.
Just a hint, not a Royal.
Not a Royal.
Yeah. I wonder where that came from.
Lebo, always there with the timing.
Yeah. 06 Royals, no.
He did it in his 1 year with the Washington Nationals.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know it is. He may have been traded for one of the other guys, right, Curtis?
I think that's right. Let me make sure.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Who would you most identify this guy with, Curtis? What team?
So here's the deal. Barry Bonds was never traded.
Right. And A-Rod
was traded.
He was Rangers. Traded.
I would say he's most identified with the Cubs.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd say Yankee.
Yankees. That's where he started. Yeah, that's true because he was on three straight World Series teams.
Oh, he went from the Yankees to the Rangers in the A-Rod deal.
Yeah.
Oh. God, am I just blanking on this? And I should.
He was a skinny guy, but he swung a giant bat.
Yeah.
Like his bat was like big, like it was like way bigger than McGuire's bat.
I'm just so blank. I'm just going to say Rafael Palmeiro.
Nice try. Alfonso Soriano.
Soriano, the one you always forget.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
He played the Cubs and everywhere else.
Thanks, Pat.
Yep.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
All right, you too, brother. Nice try. 913-3810-810. We'll take a break. It's a Stump the Chump Thursday. Great Cajun food from Jazz. It's literally just sitting there. We'll almost shove it right onto your lap if you just have a decent question and a sense of humor, for crying out loud. Dial the phone, 913-3810-810. It's Great Cajun food from Jazz here on a Stump the Chump Thursday.
The program with Soren Petro.
Thanks, Coach.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz end of the hour answer. On this date in 1987, this Royals outfielder hit his first Major League home run in 5 years. Who is he? It was his third career homer, but his first in 5 years.
What was the year?
1987.
Jim Eisenreich.
Jim Eisenreich. Izzy.
Nailed it.
I did nail it. Did you get it, Todd?
No.
Don't even ask me, Sharon.
He knocked a couple names around.
I did, but then I didn't get it.
Why? That's easy. He was out of the game for like 3 years because of his Tourette syndrome.
I know. I just forgot about it. I didn't forget he had Tourette's. I was trying to go through the list of people from the Royals in 87, and he didn't land on my head until he said that he had been away. Then I got it. But.
Wow. I feel pretty good if you guys didn't get it.
I saw Jim 2 weeks ago at the ALS golf tournament. He's still around, looking good.
Jim's a great guy.
Wonderful.
Always enjoy talking with Jim Eisenreich.
He played 10 seasons after he came back. I mean, there was thought that he might, I'm sure there was thought that he might not come. Yeah. Should he come back? Will it be successful? And he did.
Yeah.
Royals signed him. He played. He was a huge fan favorite because he was a great guy.
Thing, boy, that was tough. He
played 10
years.
Yes, it
was.
Yeah. No, he was a good ball player.
Absolutely.
Played in the World Series.
Great Cajun food from Jazz. That's what we were playing for. We'll give it to you. All you got to do is stump the chumps, 913-3810-810. Kay, where do we go next?
We go to Paul. You're in the program. Stump the chumps, Paul.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
We're doing well. We're sad today, Paul. We're losing our intern, one of our best, and that makes us sad.
Glad to hear she did a good job for you guys.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
By the way, if people don't know, Paul would be Rushmore's father. Okay, that's all. I was
just we're just letting people know who you were, Paul. Go ahead. Go ahead with your question.
Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, she probably told you all already anyway.
Yes, she did.
She said she worked on these questions with you, but she wouldn't tell me the questions, so I'm a little disappointed. But
yes. Well, she gave me I know. I figured she'd let you know exactly what was coming.
No.
But no, I think I was going to switch her up, but I said, let me try one of the ones that, let me be nice to her. I had a couple others I was thinking of.
Okay, by the way, real quick, Paul, I was told before she started that you were a fan of WFAN. Is that right?
Yes, I in the very beginning, probably up until the last couple of years, I was constantly listening to it.
But now you can tell 810 way better, right?
Oh, much, much better.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, good. That's what we wanted to hear. I like your chances of getting some jazz here, Paul. Let's do this thing.
Okay. Let's see. Jerry Rice. It holds the record for most receptions at the age of 40 and after. And who is number two?
Would it be Chiefs wideout coach? Play for the Chargers.
Charlie Joyner.
Yeah, he probably hit it.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he played past 40, didn't he?
Played about 43 or 42.
I think he did.
I mean, otherwise, who else did?
Tom Fears.
Did he play that long?
I don't know a damn thing today. Wow. I want to ask the question though. I just want to contribute some. For God's
sake.
I'd say go.
Oh,
with
stop
Charlie
whining.
Joyner. I don't know.
Charlie Joyner is there? Are we missing
Charlie
like
Joyner's pretty good.
Yep.
I can't think of anyone now who's done that.
Roy Green played forever too.
Yeah, he did. But he didn't. They didn't go to him a lot after 40, did they? All he did was make appearances and run the 40.
It's not something like Tim Brown, like his damn teammate, Rice's teammate with the Raiders. He played forever, too. I mean, if I were just to, off knowledge, take one, I would take, what did I say, Wes Chandler? Charlie Joyner.
Don't go with that guy. I have inside information that we haven't said his name, and I've also been informed that this is a little bit tricky. So I lob out something like Tom Brady, somebody with like two catches randomly.
Ooh.
Oh, is it like, oh. So it's not even, it's like no one else has done it, right? He was like the only one. Nobody else played past 40, so it's some kind of goofy quarterback or punter or.
Yeah, it's got to be a quarterback. Or,
Brett
yeah,
Favre, maybe?
Punter, like fake.
Want to rock
Brady?
Yeah, we'll try Tom Brady.
Yes, he's one of them, but it's only one catch, not two.
It's one catch, and there's more than one?
One catch over the age of 40.
Wow. And that he's the only other guy?
Him and Brett Favre tied. One catch.
That's one of the great questions I've ever heard.
That is one that's of the fantastic best questions I've ever heard. We'll give you jazz.
I heard some of the names you were throwing up as receivers, and I'm saying, yeah, well, they were there, but they didn't go into their 40s.
40 is super old for
Jerry
a receiver.
Rice, Tom
I know.
Is. Brett Favre. Yeah.
He's going to come back this year and catch him at the age of 55, 57, you know.
That is great. Hey, Paul, thank you very much, buddy, and thank you for having such a great young lady for a daughter.
Hey, thanks for the compliment. She's a good girl.
You bet. Yes, she is. We've enjoyed it. We're sad to see her go. That's for sure, my friend. Thank you for the call,
buddy. Just look Charlie Joyner up. He quit at 39. Come on, Charlie.
Come on, man.
1 year.
Just got to hang in there. Get tough, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Wow.
34 catches at 29 is not bad.
913-3-810-810. Where do we go next, Kay?
We go to LJ. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, LJ.
Hey, Chumps, I'm hoping Pete has the yips today because otherwise this one's right down his alley.
No,
he's got
stop
the yips.
It.
It's good.
Pete has no alley today.
I'm Sergeant Schultz today.
No pressure. No pressure, Pete.
I know nothing.
Up until 1963, the AL and the NL had different playoff methods to determine the end-of-season champion in the event of a tie. The AL had a one-game playoff. The NL had a three-game playoff. Tell me three things about the final NL three-game playoff. The two teams, the winner.
Well, it was the Dodgers and Giants in 51.
It was
62, wasn't it?
All three of them.
They did it in 62.
Calm down, Skippy.
I just realized they did it in 62, didn't they?
Yes.
Giants and Dodgers.
But you said in 51, all three New York teams were in the playoff. Yeah.
I think it's 62, and okay. I think the Giants beat the Dodgers in 62. Yeah. Want to go with that?
Yeah,
because I have no idea.
Good job, Pete.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Ah! There you go.
Everyone remembers the shot heard around the world, but there was one more that happened after
Bobby
that.
Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catching
Willie Mays.
What a great question. You know,
it was.
I mean, that is the epitome of a great question. Required a little thought, and then we nailed it. That's how you know you got a great question. You get no jazz, as we've often said, but the satisfaction of knowing you had a great question, man, That is quite a second place for you right there. 913-3810-810. We will take a break here on Stump the Chump Thursday. You can get great Cajun food from Jazz. All you got to do is Stump the Chumps, and we'll give it to you. 39th and State Line in Independence and out at the Legends. Great Cajun food online at jazzkitchen.com.
The program with Soren Petro.
Vulgarity is not really good. It's not a real strong part of anybody's vocabulary. It shouldn't be. But there is a time it's the best freaking way to explain yourself.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
With so much drama in the STC, it's kind of hard being G-A-R-R-E-T-T, but somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky bump tunes like every single day. May I kick a little something for the program? Push a few buttons as I breeze through two on a Friday and the party's still jumping because Frank ain't home. I got chumps in the studio getting it on, and I've been here since 10 in the morning. So what you want to do? Yeah, I got a pocket full of jazz in the front desk, do too. So pick up the phone and call the show.
But what?
We don't love that hoe
ratio.
Coming down the stretch here on a Stuff the Chump Thursday, great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That's what we're playing for. Great Cajun food. Best appetizers, great seafood, great sandwiches, great pastas. It is Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, always adding to the menu. Great Kansas Cityans giving free meals to the folks over there at KU Med during these difficult times. That is Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Go see them today. You can find them online at jazzkitchen.com, 913-3810-810. Petro, Seabolt, Marshall, Rushmore, Enoch, Lebo, Enoch with you here of. In the program.
Enoch present. Enoch, Marcus yeah, present.
Right. Yes.
Claude Rains here.
Invisible man.
Yeah. Yes. 913-3810-810. Where do we go next?
Dick, you're in the program. Stump a Chumpstick.
I bet I got one that Pete knows.
Oh,
also.
Christ. Stop it. Stop.
On this day in 1963, in what many considered one of the greatest games ever pitched, Willie Mays hit a home run in the 16th inning to win the game 1-0. Can you tell me who pitched both games that day?
I saw this earlier on the thing. It's Spahn
and
against.
Was it? Was the Giants and the Braves?
Marischal?
Marischal would have been there, Hall of Famer.
So it sounds like I got nothing. Good question.
Marischal would have been.
You know, we're laughing at Pete. Yeah. I haven't exactly heard Lebo dunking.
This is the worst I've ever done on this show.
I saw this question.
Can I come back next
week? Oh, that's not true, Pete. You really sucked on many occasions.
Can I come back next week, please?
Yes.
I know it's Spahn. It's got to be Marischal,
Spahn,
right?
Spahn and Marischal.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go Spahn and Marischal.
It is, right.
All right, Dick. You're the man. Have a great 4th of July, buddy.
Yeah, we love Dick.
That's just bad,
absolutely
bad luck for him.
100%, Pete.
Did he say that again, or was that was that Jed playing it?
No,
doesn't matter.
That is so
he
great.
Said it once. That means he said it a million yes. times.
Why couldn't I just say we love Drago? We love Dick. No, damn, I'm stinking.
Pete, what is it? What is it? We love.
We love. Dick. We love Dick.
Yeah. Okay. We do.
Yes, we do, my friend.
Yes, that we do.
God, I
see. 913-3810-810. Who's next?
Michael, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Michael.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Not well.
Yeah, I'm staying
poor.
Sounds like it. I'm sure Pete will get this one. He's burning.
Sure.
Stop it.
This is right down, Pete. This is right up your alley,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, right.
Forgetting there's been a roadblock in front of that street for almost an hour.
This is
Sergeant
great.
Schultz.
There you go. Well, here's the question to baseball. 50 years ago this past September, Steve Carlton became the first to throw 19 strikeouts in a game. He did it against the Mets, but he lost 4-3. My question is, how did the Mets score their runs, and who was primarily responsible for them?
Well, that's two questions.
A bulk, probably.
Which do you want? Who was responsible for it or how?
We'll go with who?
That was the miracle Met. So would that have been
Tommy Agee?
Don Clendenin or
Clendenin, A.G. Crane Pool. He never. He. I don't think
somebody
he scored a run
slam?
In his entire
somebody,
career.
Somebody hit a grand slam or something off him.
What's the matter, Pete? You're like you're in your alley here. This is right down your
right
alley.
Right down your alley.
Yeah, Tin Pan Alley.
Somebody hit a grand
can I get
slam
any
or
worse? No, I
come on, Pete. What's the answer to this?
Come on,
I'm
Pete.
I'm done. Hell, I
stop
can't.
Stalling.
Do you want to know who?
We don't know. You got us.
Ed Cranepool.
Is that your guess?
Sure.
Yes. Yes, that's our guess.
Ron Swoboda.
Oh, God.
And he hit two-run homers off of Carlton.
I've got a return question for you.
Go for it.
Okay, so the Royals used to have AstroTurf. Now they have grass at Kauffman Stadium. Who was the last starting pitcher for the Royals in a game played on AstroTurf?
Jeez.
It's like Ron Swoboda. Come on.
Yeah, I guess so. Apier.
What year was it, Todd? What is it like?
It was 94. It was the last game before the strike that they played at home. They went on the road after that, so it was 94.
I don't know. I said Apier. I'll go with it.
I'll give you a hint. This guy won the Cy Young that year.
Oh, that's easy. Come on.
Of course, I'm blanking.
Local kid. Local guy. Went to Rockhurst.
Crap.
You like ice cream? Do you eat it in a bowl or do you put it on a
stick?
Just I can't help you anymore.
Have you ever been to DC?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever been to DC?
Do you like Dan Aykroyd?
This guy eventually played for the Mets.
What was Dan Aykroyd? What was he in SNL? One of the best skits there. He was a
that's too much of a stretch, Pete.
Is that too much?
I know where you're going with
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Nah, you're wasting time. Well, who is it?
It's David Cohn.
Cohn. Yeah, I should. Oh, Cohn.
Well, we gave you every clue. I want you to go back and listen to
the
podcast.
We gave you every clue under the sun to get you there.
The Sorry, podcast. Michael.
I love
Have a great weekend.
He kind of had an initial, Cohn. Like he had a secondary,
The ice cream. You eat it on a cone.
Cohn has.
We literally told you the man's name.
Mets. I almost said rhymes with. Blavid blown.
Who's next?
Steve, you're in the program. Stop the chump, Steve.
Hey, happy Independence Day, guys.
Same to you, my friend.
During this lockdown, we've all been watching too much NFL channel with the crawl being the draft and the schedule of each team, all 32 teams in alphabetical order. Can you tell me the two NFL divisions that have back-to-back-to-back three teams in alphabetical order in the rundown?
He's been watching the deal.
Two NFL divisions.
Is it by city or by franchise name?
Alphabetically, they list them by city.
By city. Okay. Indianapolis, Jacksonville, H-I-J. Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, AFC South.
I'm going to go Baltimore, Cincy, Cleveland.
Yeah, we'll go AFC North, AFC South.
You got one of them right, AFC South, but then there's the AFC West. Kansas City, Las Vegas, Los Angeles.
You suck, Curtis.
Saran, can I try one here? Back
yes.
Up. Okay, please tell us, in the Chiefs' Ring of Honor, who is the only 24th round draft choice in the Ring of Honor?
Oh, 24th round draft choice.
Came in, he played, he came in probably the greatest draft in Chiefs history.
Yeah, but was he a first round pick in another league?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't Bell, it wasn't Buddy, and it wasn't Buchanan. Those were three guys in that 63 draft.
Let's go with Curtis McClinton.
No, that was early. Curtis came earlier.
All right.
Drop.
Bell, Buddy.
Quick.
Yeah.
Went to Auburn. Went to Auburn.
Auburn.
Give it a guess.
You got me.
Gotta go.
One David Hill. Dave Hill.
David Hill. Yeah. One more quick, Curtis.
Let's go to Bill. You're in the program. Stump the chumps, Bill.
Okay, great. Hey, you know the statue they're taking down with Lincoln and the slave in Boston, the Emancipation Statue?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, what athlete from our times is great-great-great-grandson of that slave who posed with the statue? The slave's name is Arthur Alexander.
Kermit Alexander? I don't know.
No, the slave's
name. I don't know.
Who is it?
And who is it?
Muhammad
is
Ali.
Is it really?
Yep.
Wow.
DNA testing.
How many Nathan Hot Dog contest is coming up this weekend? How many championships has Joey Chestnut won?
12.
You're right.
Bang.
You're right.
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, John Sunvold's 59 today. Among Missouri high school products, who has the most career NBA points? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.